Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Listening to CFRC here at 101.9 FM, broadcasting at the basement of Carruthers Hall here in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Your host, Rob Carnell. For the next 2 hours, we have Saltwater Music, your weekly look at the East Coast music scene. And tonight I'll show the brand new single just released in January from the Monoxides called Radio Sunshine. And last year they released their first new single in 2 decades. And this is the new one they just put out for start off 2025. They're based out of New Brunswick. They said they've been still touring and doing concerts for many years once they got back together. So they separated for a bit due to, you know, the old story, jobs, kids, but they've been playing a lot of shows the last few years, and that's their new single, Radio Sunshine. And tonight on the show, a little later on, starting this hour, we're going to try to play an album in its entirety tonight, which I haven't done in a while. I got my hands on Sunny Don't Go Away, a tribute to Ron Hines. That came out in 2023, but I got my hands on it now, and we did play a few songs when it came out, so we're going to play that tonight, see if I can do it in its entirety tonight. It's produced by Alan Doyle and Corey Tetford, and also have some words from Rick Mercer, who wrote a long foreword about Ron. So we'll do that later in this hour. But up next, we have some music. Just drop my sheet there. We have Logan Edward McKay, a song from him called Second to Talk. I just found him on Instagram because a mutual friend was posting about he's having a new album out shortly. So I went to his previous work and grabbed the song from him. And then we'll play River Honey and Workhorse. That was from their new album, Ultraviolet. And we're here on Valentine's Day. And did want to mention, if you want to go see something at the last minute, the annual slow dance is tonight at the Grad Club at 9 p.m. All the advance tickets were sold out. So congratulations to them who always put on a good show every year. So you can get to the door at 9 p.m. at the Grad Club. The slow dance is it's the 16th annual. And it's described as Kingston's campiest Valentine's Day dance and fake prom. There's also a photo booth on site. It says dress code is formal, semi-formal, whatever. Wear whatever makes you feel your best. It says come solo with a date or with a crew. Valentine's Day doesn't have to suck. So if you want to do that, that's the last minute tonight. Doors open 9 at the Grad Club downtown here in Kingston. We'll go back into the music, so we'll have Logan Edward McKay and then River Honey here on CFRC.
On Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Dark Side of the Tune with me, your host, Tommy. The show where we look at the weird, the moody, the loud, and the unabashed. If the song falls on the dark side of music, then you can bet that we will play it. So join me Tuesdays at 3 p.m. See you there.
Bruce Kuwabara celebrated Canadian architect and the mind behind Agnes Reimagine, the new home of the Agnes Etherington Art Center, is this year's Francis K. Smith Lecturer in Canadian Art. In his talk, Catalyzing Change, Kuwabara presents several recent projects that explore the themes of art and community and the insights he gained working on Agnes Reimagined. Join us on Thursday, March 20th at 6 p.m. in Grant Hall for this exciting event. Tickets are free, but please register by visiting agnes.queensu.ca.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
Banter.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
Banter.
Join us every Thursdays at 1 on CFRC for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat.
Banter. Banter.
The AMS Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queen's community in the most comfortable environment possible. The Food Bank helps to ensure that Queen's students can be healthy and productive as they pursue academic achievement and alleviates poverty amongst Queen's community members. We are open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in room 105 of the Rideau Building. For entry into the Food Bank, we ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank at ams.queensu.ca.
And that was River Honey with a song called Workhorse from their new album, Ultraviolet. Going back a couple years, Logan Edward McKay, a song called Second to Talk. And up next, we'll play two songs from Rick Sparks and the Enablers. We'll do Walton Goggins and Municipal Lines. And then we'll do another two-song set. We'll do Sam Palerino from Charlie Acorn. That's the title track from his new album. Came out late last year. I'll also play Sins of the Father from Charlie. Then after that, doing something a little different tonight. I haven't done this in a while. Playing an album in its entirety. Finally got my hands on this one from a couple years ago. It was a tribute album. It's Sunday Don't Go Away, a tribute to Ron Hines. And it's 20 songs. We'll see if we can get through all those tonight. Various artists doing covers of Ron Hines songs. And also have a written piece from Rick Mercer. Wrote a lot about Ron Hines on the website and came with the album. And so we'll go through words from him, from Rick Mercer as well tonight. And it's produced by Alan Doyle and Corey Tetford. And still available on vinyl, I just found online. I got the digital copy here. So we'll play that after this four-song set. So first we have new music from Rick Sparks and the Enablers and Charlie Acorn here on Saltwater Music.
Come back someday. a place I know far from here. I like to go to disappear when it all comes crashing down. San Pellegrino, where nobody cares who you are, and no one dares push too far. There's a loneliness in this town, San Pellegrino. I'll be leaving town without saying a word. Across the borderline, no plans to return. Step outside, nameless faces pass me by. It's a quiet place to hide away. San Pellegrino, until that time comes around and I know that I'll be homeward bound. You'll always be a friend of mine, San Pellegrino. I know it's only in my mind, San Pellegrino.
you don't have to
And those last two songs from Charlie Acor from his album San Pellegrino came out last fall. We had Sins of the Father before they had the title track itself, San Pellegrino. And before that, we had Rick Sparks and the Enablers. We had new music from them, one song called Municipal Lines and the other one called Walter Goggins. And mentioned earlier tonight, do something I haven't done in a while, play an album in its entirety, or we're going to try to. I got my hands on this one. This is actually released in 2023. Remember, we played a couple of tracks from this when it came out. It was Sunny Don't Go Away, a tribute to Ron Hines. This was produced by Alan Doyle and Corey Tetford. And so we'll play, we'll try to see if we can get through all this tonight. There's 20 songs in total, so we'll see if we can get this done before the show wraps up tonight. So we'll open up, we'll do The Once, their version of Atlantic Blue. Also, Mallory Johnson with River of No Return. And then Jody Richardson with Crier's Paradise. That was one of Ron's radio hits from his own version of it in the early 90s. I remember even seeing it on, I guess, one of the country music channels. Was it New Country Network, which became CMT Canada, which is kind of gone now. Not even on air, but it was a radio hit back in the day. And on the website, if you just search Tribute to Ron Hines, Sunny Don't Go Away, has a foreword by Rick Mercer, which I'll be reading parts of during the show tonight. For those who aren't familiar with Ron, we'll read some of what Rick wrote about him a couple years ago when this was released. But first, we'll get to the music. We'll do The Once and Atlantic Blue kicking off this next set here on CFRC.
just a ghost myself. Oh, till I'm just a ghost myself. Yet I have to cry, staring back at silent eyes. Lost my heart, being crucified to get into Crier's paradise. Still got my high school jacket, still got my high school ring. Tucked in the corner of my wallet is a tattered photo of the king. And yet I we'd already turned our backs. He was a heartbroken hotel exile. That's the cold and lonely facts. And the whole world grieved. I saw the whole thing on TV. Now we ask that eternal question. Does the darkness grant relief? Does the darkness grant relief? As the motorcade goes by, taking a sad old lonely boy, taking a sad old lonely boy, taking a sad old lonely boy off to Crier's paradise. Sad old lonely boy off to Crier's paradise. Sad old lonely boy off to Crier's paradise.
And that was Jody Richardson with Crier's Paradise, Mallory Johnson with River of No Return, and the Ones with Atlantic Blue. All these are from Sunny Don't Go Away, a tribute to Ron Hines, released a couple of years ago, which I got my hands on finally, the full thing, a few days ago. So we're going to try to play all of it, or most of it, tonight in the show. Produced by Alan Doyle and Corey Tedford, and I mentioned Rick Mercer wrote quite a bit about Ron on the website, a foreword to the album. It's there are still vinyl copies available if you just search online through the website. I think it's Alan Doyle's website sells some of them. And it says, this is from Rick Mercer himself, saying, if you're not familiar with Ron's songbook, there are a myriad of reasons. Ron's life and career were complicated. There was bad luck, hard living, and poor choices. There were decades of addiction that never ends well. It is a story that's been told before, a truly great talent who is his own worst enemy. Despite darkness and his demons, he was a gifted and prolific artist. His words are pure and true. They speak to the human condition. They speak of love and loss. They speak of leaving the place you need the most. And they speak of returning. And because of this, because of his songs, this flawed character was loved and cherished by the people of his province. We loved him because as an artist, he gave so much. We recognize his gift. This is hard to explain to people who do not live in Newfoundland, Labrador, the impact Ron had on this place. So we shall play a little bit more of this album. And another quote from Rick Mercer on this says, he was our Robert Richard, our Gordon Lightfoot, and our Leonard Cohen. So we shall play. We'll do a little longer set. Now we'll do Yvette Lorraine, her version of Where Does Love Go Wrong, Glenn Simmons with A Picture of Dorian Gray. And then we have the duo of Quote the Raven, who I got to interview a couple years ago. Their version of Godspeed, also known as Requiem for Gene McClellan, which he wrote for his friend Gene when he passed away. And then we'll do the Ennis Sisters, who just played Kingston a couple months ago. We'll do Lonely Song from them. So we'll continue on with all this covers of Ron Hines. And the first one in this next set is Yvette Lorraine with Where Does Love Go Wrong?
Appear, dear, you have changed your mind. You have lost faith. You're no longer mine. Yes, it seems, love, that your love is gone. love go wrong? All those sweet dreams, those promises, nothing's left now but this loneliness. How it haunts me through this whole night long. Tell me, where does love go wrong? There's a dark
Forgive a sweet soul, a desperate deed. His was a prison and he was freed. Godspeed, Godspeed. God bless, God bless. What's born out of sorrow or out of distress? Speculation is anyone's guess. God bless, God bless. God only knows what takes a petal from the rose, makes the dark rivers overflow, makes a lifetime come and go. Forgive a sweet soul, a desperate deed. Godspeed, the dark rivers overflow, makes a lifetime come and go. But goddamn, goddamn, you put your hand in the hand of the man, must have believed he would understand. Forgive a sweet soul, a desperate deed. Godspeed.
Away.
that was the Anna Sisters with their version of Lonely Song. Quote the